Welcome back to the Galvanize and Restore podcast. This is your host, Jessica Concepcion, and I hope that you are having a great week. If it's not been good, then just wait. There has to be something that comes up that makes it good, right? I'm here today to talk to you about the IGM, an organization that focuses on eradicating violence to the poor. So IGM stands for International Justice Mission. So together, as their website says, together we can build a safer, more just world. Children, women, and men face the reality of modern day slavery, exploitation, and abuses every day because people in power prey on the vulnerabilities that poverty creates. We're on a mission to partner with local communities to build a more just world where everyone can expect to be safe and protected. The strategies they use is strengthening justice systems. So they collaborate with local government and community leaders all around the world to respond effectively to violence. Together, they equip them with the tools they need to serve survivors, deter criminals, and dramatically decrease violence. They also bring criminals to justice. They work alongside justice systems officials to ensure that criminals are held accountable, stopping the cycle of violence and deterring others from abusing vulnerable people. They also work on rescue and restoring victims, men, women, and children who might be in sexual exploitation, labor trafficking, marriages of forced marriages. They partner with the local authorities to rescue individual victims of violence and restore survivors for safety and stability. They also scale demand for protection. They convene and equip champions to advocate for protection as an essential and tangible future for everyone. So you might be wondering, what have they actually done? So in just the year 2022, last year, they relieved 9,295 victims from violence and oppression. They restored 434 survivors to safety and stability. They restrained 4,097 suspected criminals. They convicted 1,179 perpetrators in local courts. They trained over 20,746 justice system officials in actively addressing cases of violence, and they trained over 20,114 community members and other NGO staff to recognize and respond to violence. The countries that they work in is El Salvador, Guatemala, Dominican Republic, Colombia, Bolivia, Peru, Ghana, Uganda, Kenya, Romania, India, Myanmar, Thailand, Cambodia, Philippines, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Just to read some of their accomplishments as well, more specifically, so because of their partnerships that they've had for decades, so IGM actually started in 1997, so they've been on the grounds in different countries for a long time, specifically in South Asia. The urgency of the rescues that once took years, now because of the knowledge and the equipping of local law enforcement and justice systems, now they're able to have justice within weeks instead of it taking so long. So for example, it is written here, it says, in the past, almost nothing could convince officials in South Asia to enforce the law and rescue victims of bonded labor. This recently occurred when authorities would not investigate the death of a 2-year-old boy at a brick kiln after a local IGM partner brought it to their attention. But when officials did not act, our partners reached out to IGM-trained State Human Rights Commission to pressure for an investigation. That month, 15 people were rescued. Previously, this rescue would have taken years. Now, with a stronger justice system, it can happen in weeks. Also, in Ghana, the government-led rescue brings nine to freedom. In April, the Ghana Police and the Department of Social Welfare led an IGM-supported rescue operation, bringing nine suspected victims of trafficking to safety. Four men and five boys were rescued. Two of the men estimate they were first enslaved at 3 to 5 years old and have endured violence and unsafe work for over 20 years. The youngest boy rescued was only five. Excited to finally be safe and free, the older boys are eager to go back to school. In the Philippines, over 1,000 children rescued from online sexual exploitation as IGM Philippines celebrates an historical milestone. The very first case of online sexual exploitation of children in the Philippines were reported in 2011. Since then, IGM has become a global leader in fighting this fastest-growing crime. In September 2022, we exceeded over 1,000 children rescued and removed from danger by the Philippines government in IGM-supported operations. IGM helped secure landmark convictions against several well-connected criminals who have evaded accountability for years, sending a clear message that no matter how powerful you are, you will be held accountable under the law. In Kenya, notorious sex offender was sentenced to 100 years. In 2010, a director of a children's home began exploiting and sexually abusing minors in his care. When two young boys finally escaped and alerted authorities in 2016, IGM learned that the perpetrator was known to them and already the subject of three other cases IGM had taken on. IGM acted swiftly to protect more children from his abuse. Lawyers and aftercare workers met with victims to learn more about the abuse and partner with a prosecution team to represent them in court. The court found the perpetrator guilty on four counts of abuse and imposed a harsh sentence of 100 years to deter other would-be offenders. All right, and then again, in South Asia, 21 customers convicted of paying for sex with minors, bringing unprecedented accountability to the demand side of trafficking. IGM celebrated a significant legal victory when a specialized child protection court convicted 21 male customers who paid for sex with minors, a case IGM has pursued since 2017. And they just got victory in 2022. So justice sometimes does take time. It is rare for customers to be convicted under the law. Quote, the conviction of 21 customers is an unprecedented phenomenon, said Deborah John Benaji, a public prosecutor. And he continued, this will spread a social message that being involved in sexual exploitation will result in punishment. Anti-trafficking cases conclude faster with increased government support. When IGM first began anti-trafficking work in South Asia, a trafficking case would take a minimum of 10 years to reach a judgment. Now, the average IGM case takes only 3.5 years to conclude. The justice system's strengthening understanding of the severity of human trafficking helps them proactively seek justice on behalf of victims. And they have a lot more stories like that. And sometimes, you know, because we go about our own daily lives, these stories seem so far removed. But they're real people involved and it's happening every day. So IGM, they're really doing some great work. If you would like to check them out, go ahead and look them up at IGM.org. They also have an Instagram where they post some pictures, information about what's going on. They'll post direct stories in regards, like updates on what their work is, you know, and they're in tons of countries. I do encourage you, it's kind of cool because you can, when you're giving on their website, they have something called a gift catalog where you can donate specifically to certain things or certain actions that can be done. So for example, I have it here open in front of me. So you can donate a general fund, but then you can also donate specifically to defending orphans and widows. a fund for a slavery rescue operation. They have, so I'm going to just read what it says. So $30 to defend orphans and widows, $150 plus to fund a slavery rescue operation. Set $65 to send an aftercare kit to a child rescue off of Lake Volta. $50 to comfort a child with therapy. $30 to rescue children from online trafficking. That's insane, you know, just $30 to rescue a child. Come on. And the reason why it's you know, these numbers are based off of the other countries around the world, and being able to provide, you know, that resource or whatever to either the workers or whatever things that they need to be able to do these activities. So that's why it might sound low, $30 to rescue children from online trafficking. It sounds really low. To combat modern day slavery, another $30. Help a woman start a small business, that's $50. Rescue children from sex trafficking, that's $150. $25 to cover a child's trial fees. $30 to combat slavery in Ghana. $35 to fund online trafficking investigations. $25 to help survivors heal with trauma counseling. $20 to help a child survivor feel safe. And they have a picture there of toiletries. $25 to provide life skill training to help survivors. And then some other things are therapy for a victim of online trafficking, kids helping kids help a child go to school, and then kids helping kids a new blanket. So they have ones for $9. So if you have a child who would like to be a part of, you know, helping another child, they can donate as well, $9. $30 to free the innocent, sponsor a child survivor in primary school for $45. So all these things, it's definitely cool to see where your money's going. This is an organization that's really well trusted and founded on principles of advocating for the poor. As you can see, they've done a lot of work, and it's taken a long time, since 1997. So it hasn't been just a walk in the park. I'm sure they've had a lot of, you know, uphill battles to climb, but they are their organization's filled with amazing professionals who know what they're doing and who are also experienced workers in their specific area. So you can trust them. You can also check them out for yourself. Call them, ask more questions about them, whatever it is you want to do. So that's the highlight for this week, IGM. And I hope hearing about their story is encouraging to know that you know there's a way that you can be a part of making a difference, whether it's your donations or working for them. But they're, you know, this is the type of organization that is a dream come true for those who are benefiting from it, you know, people who are being rescued, people who are having justice because of the lawyers that are involved, being able to prosecute their perpetrators, also for those who are rescued and restored to safe houses, being able to be comforted and be able to restore their lives. You know, this is huge for survivors. And so I hope you are blessed and have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening, and contact me on Instagram, Gallery Store, if you haven't already and you just want to talk, share your thoughts on this episode.